Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Joining us still in the studio, Prashant Somasundaram, the general manager of The Projector, and Jasmine Ng, a filmmaker and co-founder and the current president of the Singapore Association of Motion Picture Professionals. And Neil, we were talking about the impact that COVID-19 is having on the film industry these days and the cinema industry.
Well, I'm fascinated to get these guys' take because COVID-19 has already killed James Bond, which nobody else has succeeded in doing. You know, the new James Bond film has been pushed back to November. As we sit here in the last 24 hours or so, Disney has pushed back Mulan. I think the New Mutants, which has been pushed back like the fifth time now. Black Widow is up in the air. So, Prashant, what does this mean for Singapore chains? Cinema chain.
Well, I mean, not just for the chains, actually. I mean, for all of us, we were all slated to open A Quiet Place 2 next week on the 19th. But, you know, that was yanked out yesterday. So now we are kind of scrambling to fill in the programming. So, I mean, on the operational side, it's also then it affects your box office numbers. And, you know, there's no reason for people to come in a way. But I think for The Projector itself, it's been an interesting opportunity because it allows us to profile more independent films and try and push this. So now you don't have the big blockbusters taking people away from the cinema. And so, like, next week we are opening Ken Loach's Sorry We Missed You, which, you know, would never, we think it would actually be an opportunity because A Quiet Place is gone. Like, this is an opportunity for more people looking for entertainment to be exposed to these more independent films, so to speak.
Yeah. I saw the screening of that at The Projector past week. What an amazing, what a really great film that is. And it really taps into the anxiety and the opportunity that people are feeling, I think, right now in their work life and their family lives with the pressure of, of
one of my favorite directors, always. Yeah, and he gave me a quote for one of my books, but I digress. Ken Loach, I'm not kidding. But Jasmine, from an artistic point of view, you know, is it selfish or is it sensible? Because I sometimes think it looks a bit crass if you pull out an artistic work for financial reasons. But then the other side is you also want people to see your work, right? If you've spent 2 years on something, you want someone to see it. So is it necessarily just for commercial reasons or is it also artistic to pull a movie out?
Well, it's exactly that. It's really complicated, right? It's art. It can be art and a money thing all at the same time. So I think it's, as Prashant was saying, it's an opportunity for indie films to maybe then have an opportunity and not get crowded out by the big blockbusters. Mm. I don't think that is necessarily like, you know, evil intentions. It's just whatever air there is, whatever space there is, take it, right? And then with obviously safety precautions, enough social distancing, enough, you know, make sure that you wipe your hands and everything. But there's still opportunity for you to come together as a community, you know, and still go to movies, still be entertained, still be provoked. And at the same time, it helps with businesses. I think we want to do whatever little thing we can that was within, that's low risk, but at least you kind of get business going.
Well, that's a key point about businesses. I was initially quite cynical about the Bond movie. You know, they're just trying to make money. But then you think it's MGM, Sony. It's one of the biggest, the only big franchise MGM has. And if James Bond doesn't make the money it should make, and it was costing about $200 million, that's a lot of people's jobs at risk, Prashant, isn't it? It's not just the director and Daniel Craig. There's hundreds and hundreds of people's livelihoods at stake if that movie doesn't make its return.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a whole ecosystem, right? And everyone's trying to safeguard their own accounts, so to speak. So we kind of understand, and what we are doing is trying to figure out what the opportunities are and trying to fill in the gaps. But we still have that relationship with Paramount, with Sony, and you know, we are going to keep working. In fact, they are then offering us, okay, why don't you look at this kind of film and alternatives?
But that's great. You know, so there is actual discussion between you and the
There has to be. I mean, it's a very small community, and we are all talking to each other and trying to figure out how to get through this whole thing without, you know, burning businesses down.
Well, and having these discussions, you know, like you're doing with the film Half the Picture, you know, things like that to engage the audiences and build the community, as you've talked about in different ways.
That's right.
That seems to me be an interesting way forward.
Yeah. I mean, for us, it's more than people feel more invested in the whole experience of going to the cinema, and they're willing to come out and, you know, given all the precautions that we've taken, and rather than, you know, just like let the industry die, which is a very risky thing to do. So we are constantly looking at how to keep that ecosystem going where everybody just benefits or at least, you know, survives this.
Well, it's great that you're filling the gap, because the joke doing the rounds at the moment is that if they don't fill the gaps, there's a good chance that Jim Carrey could win Best Actor for Sonic the Hedgehog, because there's no other movies coming out.
Finally he gets
his Academy wins for
Award.
Sonic. You know.
Well, our thanks to the Projector GM, Prashant Somasundaram, and Jasmine Ng, filmmaker and co-founder, current president of the Singapore Association of Motion Pictures. Thanks for your insight on this evolving topic today.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.